Good morning, 6:10 a.m. on September, yeah, September the 5th, I think, yeah, September the 5th. So, yeah, I was so busy trying to get the day right the other day that I said August instead of September. Hey, things are normal. 15:48. Almost 16 minutes on the first mile. Not bad, given how dark it is. That's a good pace any day. It's particularly good since it took extra long to get the photo this morning. Usually I can, when it's light, I can just walk up to the post and slap my phone against the post, click the picture, and walk on. Days when it's dark, it's hard just to find the right frame. I think the other morning I was a little bit too far to the left, actually. First world problems. So, Mary Robinette Kowal is running a speculative fiction reader, consumer. Fan survey. I tweeted a link before I left the house this morning. It's pretty interesting. There's some of the stuff that is pretty understandable given her general audience and the first people who have had an opportunity to respond. Not surprisingly, epic fantasy is bigger than science fiction. It's always has been, probably always will be. A lot of people still prefer paperbacks. I'm not one of those people, so I don't, honestly don't get it. I'm not a paperback. I used to be a mass market paperback reader. I love my mass market paperbacks. I still have very many. But, you know, I much prefer to read rather than to pay money to read. And I can do a lot more reading for the same amount of money if I buy ebooks. And so, for that reason, my preference is ebook. In fact, paper didn't even place. I didn't vote for paper at all. It's not my least favorite, but it's way down there. Paper is not only not something that I don't read, I don't enjoy it, I don't look for it, I don't it's no longer part of my world. Now, that probably sounds odd given my age. And at 60, the idea that a medium that I have grown up with has been around as long as I have been around is no longer that attractive. It's right up there with television. I do consume more on television because it's a different channel, it's a different opportunity, it's a different set of stories. A lot of people read tie-in novels. I don't read tie-in novels either. Not anymore. I used to read tie-in. I used to read Dragonlance tie-in novels. And then I kind of got burnt out on them. I never did really take to Star Trek or Star Wars tie-ins. They just, they never appealed to me. Star Wars is a movie. It's not a book. I think that may be why. Serenity is a movie. Firefly is a movie. Well, it's a TV show. I used to watch a lot of anime too. I don't watch anime very much anymore. I was trying to discuss anime with one of the kids in my writing class, which I have to go to this afternoon. I think the last anime I saw was Last Exile. So yesterday was a work day. I did get a big chunk of half share tucked away, or marked up. I didn't get as much as I wanted to get done because I wanted to get the book done, but I didn't make it that far. But boy, it's a lot of changes. Gosh, a lot of changes. Not just the contractions and stuff. There's a lot of dialogue tags that are, I'm looking at them going, really? This got through edit 3 times, 4 times? Really? When you see it on the page, it's like, So I may have to bite the bullet and get a copy of Ownershare in paper and then mark it up before I release the ebook. Or not, because that could be really long. So 200,000 words. By comparison, half share is only like 80,000, 85,000 words. It's very small, third of the size of, half the size anyway, of Owners. A little more than half the size of Owners, a little less than. A little less than a third the size of Owners, a little more than half the size. Bleh! It's too early for math. I can't calculate it. Then captains. Anyway, so today's the 5th. In 10 days I should have Ownershare back from the editor. I need to get South Coast. I need to get South Coast reviewed so that I can send it to an editor. It's not in a position or condition that I can do that yet. And today is half share day, so I'm probably not going to get to it today. I also have to get some audio work in. My audio is tough because the air conditioning comes on too early. It's 65 already here today. The air conditioner will be on by the time people leave to go to school and work. Well, go to work, anyway. Go to school, no. I have to go home and put the younger daughter, put the people in the car, the person in the car, and head for the high school. The first of my 2 trips for the day. Get a shower, put on some clean clothes before I go sit in close proximity with strangers. Although why that matters more than sitting in close proximity with family, probably in large part because I don't ever, or very rarely, sit in close proximity with family anymore. Generally we're across the room or on different floors of the house or somewhat spread out. Having one child gone, for the most part, has been very interesting. It's been very quiet. I wouldn't have thought that one was that noisy to begin with, but Monkpool. She always has some project going. She always has something going on. She's always got something. Beginning to get a little lighter here this morning now. Sun's coming up. My brain's still not working very well, but the sun's coming up. Oh, my knee hurt this morning. My back woke me this morning. My back is not usually the culprit, but it was this morning. Hope I'm not having like liver problems or kidney issues. I'm just beginning to feel like I'm beginning to get well again, that I'm beginning to get healthy again. It'd be typical for me to get something else go wrong. It'd be a royal pain in the butt to have that happen. It was also cold when I got out here. But I saw the temperature was 65 when I left the house, and I thought, well, no, I'm going to be warm before I get done. I was right. I was right. It is cloudy. We've had these kind of sort of, I don't know if they're monsoonal flow clouds or what, but we've had these cloud decks flowing through the last few days. Yesterday I thought we were going to get a thunder shower. It was actually dark and cloudy in the middle of the afternoon, which is very, very unusual. Clouds start building then, and we sometimes have thunderstorm in the evening, but it was pretty ugly looking around 3 o'clock, and it just got worse and worse and worse. But it never did break into a storm, so it was Colorado weather, can't predict it. I walk by this guy's garden shed every day. It's a nice little shed. Kind of wish I had one. Although, what I would do in it, I don't know. Back in the olden days, last year, when I was never left alone, ever, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, somebody was with me. Having a shed like that would have been quite appealing. In fact, it was quite appealing. I took a trip and visited sheds. Some of you will remember my trip to the shed yard. Now I've got pretty much the setup that I need. I just need to do some more work. Get caught up. so that I can spend more time creating new work. Oh, shoot. I think I double booked myself for Friday. No, I didn't, because we don't have a time. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to Chris Moody about going from small press to self-pub. And at some point here, I'm going to have a talk with Odin One Eye about a book that's not my own, which should be fun. I thought it was going to be Friday, but we couldn't come up with a time that worked for both of us. So, Chris Moody in the afternoon. Maybe Odin in the evening, I don't know. Here comes my friend with the collie. Oh, something smells good. At least to the collie. I don't know what it is, but we had to stop and sniff it all over. Looking dog. Lots of stuff to smell this morning, huh?
Pardon?
Lots of stuff to smell this morning.
That must be, because we've been sniffing a lot.
Not bad. 16:58, which is 17 minutes. I'll take that. A little faster than normal. 17:48, 17:51 on the recorder. But with that 2-mile warning, you know that I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.